chaos and confusion, there are but two geeks who can clear everything up. Kenna and Dave, Geek World, Thursdays at noon on 92.5 KYHY Burbank.
Geek World. Geek World.
This is Anna Meg.
And Dave.
From Geek World.
Mr. Blindstein, Wonder Woman is here for her meeting.
Thanks, Miss Ogeny. Diane, baby, it's been too long.
My name is Diana.
Yeah, so, bad news. The studio decided no one's interested in lady heroes, except for those Sex and the City broads. They're profitable. Do you consider yourself an independent, career-driven cougar?
I see myself as an Amazonian warrior princess.
Nah, the Xena thing's been done. But the princess thing could work. And I see you're into fashion. Are those bracelets designer?
They deflect bullets. And were forged to help me defeat Ares.
No. That sounds like you're a man-hater. Women want to see fashion and long drawn-out montages where independent, free-thinking gals shop, drink, laugh, and talk about needing a man. Hey, don't look at me. I'm not a chick.
But...
And by the way, you can tell Black Canary and Buffy out there the same thing. No one wants to see them fight evil on the silver screen. Hey, what's with the lasso? No matter how kinky you get, this movie's not gonna happen.
What is truly going on?
I'll tell you what's truly going on. There's a huge female demographic out there itching for a strong woman superhero, but we'll have an entire generation of girls growing up thinking they don't need men and we're screwed. Wait, why did I say that?
Geek World. Geek World. Bumpin' Thursdays at noon.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero superhosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com and check out our website at geekworldradio.com.
You know, everyone thinks they have problems, but imagine what superheroes have to go through. Here is Superhero Anonymous.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Harleen Quinzel. You might recognize me from my exploits with Mr. J. But enough about me. This is Superhero Addicts Anonymous. So who wants to share first? How about our newest member?
Hi. My name's Tony, and I'm a superhero.
Now, that's not really why you're here, Mr. S.
Right, Mr. S. Good thing this is anonymous. Anyway, my name's Tony, and I'm an alcoholic.
Bye, Tony!
It all started a few years ago. Same old story. There was a business competitor that framed me for murdering an ambassador, then sent supervillain after supervillain after me. Long story short, I started drinking. My buddy filled in for me at work. My company crashed. I got shot and paralyzed. Died. Came back to life. It all kind of became a drunken, confusing, unlikely pattern of character defects. But hey, it was the 80s. That was cool back then.
I see. Well, that's very informative, Mr. S. Now, would anyone else like to speak up?
It is ridiculous that I am forced to be here. I am a prince. This is beneath me.
Ooh! Why don't you think you belong here?
I was forced to-
Please say your name for the rest of the group.
Hi. My name is Namor.
Hi, Namor.
These feeble surface dwellers dare to imply I have a rage problem? They are destroying the oceans with atomic bombs and pollution, yet I have so-called anger issues?
Well, you did destroy Manhattan a few times.
No one had a problem with my anger when I was destroying Nazi submarines back in 1939. By the way, when was it that you Americans decided to get off your tufts and fight?
That's big talk coming from a guy in a kiddie pool.
Fool! My strength depletes without constant contact with water. By the way, I was fighting evil back before your mother was named Marvel. She was timely back then, and boy was she ever.
You wanna brawl, Aquaman?
How dare you! I was fighting combustible androids well before you could be a snarky hero with a rock and roll problem.
Enough! Boys, let's hear from one of our newest members!
But I've not yet finished!
Come on, Mr. S&M! Let someone else talk! Okay, how about you? You look new!
Hey, my name's Willow, and I'm a recovering magic addict.
Hi, Willow!
It all started innocently enough, levitating roses, minor enchantments, but I guess that visit from the Vengeance Demon should have told me I was heading down an Iggy path. Well, that and the whole living on a Hellmouth thing... I'm not just a sidekick, and everything would have been fine if that wanna blessed be Warren hadn't killed my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? hot.
Now, Mr. S, be polite.
I mean, that slippery weasel built himself a robot girlfriend. Then he plays man witch with his crew of doofuses. And in the end, he put a bullet into my girlfriend. It was the worst thing that's ever happened. I knew I needed help.
Did you all hear that? She got help. And what happened next, Puddin'?
So I got help from the Dark Forces. And I flayed that robo-humping girlfriend-murdering jerk alive. Left him skinless. He was like a flayed filet and...
I think it's time to move on. How about you, handsome? You look new.
Hi, my name's Sam.
Hi, I'm Sam.
And I'm a demon bloodaholic.
You're who with the what now?
I don't understand. Listen, you need to believe me, Dean.
Who's Dean?
I'm okay. Ever since we started the apocalypse, I haven't willfully drank any demon blood.
Fell off the wagon, huh? High five right here, buddy.
It wasn't my decision. Famine forced me to drink.
See, I told you. Stain forced me to drink.
Fellas, you can't make excuses. Remember, when you point a finger at somebody, you're pointing four fingers at yourselves.
Last time I pointed a finger at someone, their epidermis flew off like a stinky sock.
It all started with my mother.
Ooh, Jewish mother guilt. I get that.
No, I mean, I do feel guilty. The demon Azazel burned her alive over my crib after he was feeding me demon blood.
I hear you, man. Demon in a bottle.
Right. Well, growing up was hard. Just my brother, dad, and me. But I left the first chance I got. Went to college. Fell in love. Life was great.
Yeah, I know where this goes. First you move a fridge together, then she makes all the demons around you invisible. You fall in love, a god lobotomizes her, you save her, life's a musical. Then she starts accusing you of using too much magic, you erase her memory, she finds out. But before she can break your heart, some nerd with a Buffy complex shoots up the house and she's lying in your arms and not even the goddesses can help you.
That's, wow. No, she got killed by the same demon that killed my mom. After that, I went on the road with my brother.
See, everyone? Family's very important to recovery.
Yeah. Then my dad died. I died. My brother sold his soul to resurrect me. Then he died. I got involved with a demon named Ruby. I wouldn't recommend dating a demon to any of you.
Tell me about it. My friend Xander... Oops. Sorry.
Well, that's when I started drinking demon blood. It gave me powers. I could finally vanquish demons without killing the humans they were inhabiting.
But why not just kill them both?
Yeah, I think Ariel over here needs to go back to Atlantis.
If it wasn't for me, you'd be taking orders from an ice cube instead of that insipid flagman.
Stop, okay? I'm talking about my problems, not the Tin Man looking for a new liver or a merman trying to kill everyone for no good reason. And you, are you trying to make everyone here a vegetarian? Enough with the skinning people. My brother came back from hell just as some dick archangel.
Hey, he's not such a bad guy for one of the X-Men.
No, an actual archangel who wants to enter my brother so that he can fight Satan, who consequently wants to ride me into Armageddon.
Everyone's getting too emotional right now and a little pornographic. How about you, Go? You look like a gentleman.
Forgive me. Is it the opium, or are you a bunch of heroes with addiction problems? Perhaps your opium gin sent to torture me. I'm a sick man. I need my medicine. Sorry, I'm just a little restless, that's all. You can hardly blame me. Press gained into something I don't understand by a mad pirate, a vile changeling beast, a Lothario lacquered in grease paint, and a damned harpy. Look, a chap's entitled to a few mistakes. Besides, I admit it. I've been in a bit of a state myself lately.
You haven't introduced yourself yet.
Yes, right. I'm Alan, and I'm quite fond of opium.
Hi, Alan!
I'd had enough. Surely you understand that. All of the fighting, all of the glories and triumphs of my youth, it all became too loud for me somehow. Too rowdy and too wearing to someone of my years. But what was I to do? A world enthused by overblown and generous accounts of my adventures.
This seems like an extraordinarily long story.
Would never tolerate the thought of Ellen Quartermain, now gray and doddering, pruning his roses in some leaden suburb.
Mr. Q, this is supposed to be anonymous.
Can Ellen Quartermain ever be anonymous? No. I gave you all what you wanted. A heroic death in an unmarked grave in some unreachably far corner of the world.
Why must you humans speak so much? How do you find the time to be so self-absorbed while you're busy destroying my kingdom?
I am free to live my afterlife, whatever span I have, as my own. And if you chance to see LXG, you know why I'm heading to Shanghai Charlie's. To get my medicine. Gins be damned!
Whoa, you all think I have problems?
Oh, Mr. S, of course you have problems. But let's hear from the pretty lady in the cat suit.
My name's Selena, and I'm a kleptomaniac.
Hi, Selena!
I could blame it on my mother committing suicide. I was so young at the time. Or my father drinking himself to death shortly thereafter. Nothing quite so foul as a sloppy drunk.
Ha! You know I take offense to that.
You're lucky you're so handsome, Tony. After all, I am a pretty girl who likes pretty things. Pretty and shiny. Shiny like that suitcase.
Miss K, how'd you get over there? Put his suitcase down and continue.
Where was I? Right, pretty things. I mean, I'm not going to fit into this leather bodysuit forever. Besides, it keeps my love life interesting. I steal myself a giant ruby and I can count on Gotham's knight to be right on my tail. But does that make me bad? Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Doctor, I think you'd agree that friends are so important to recovery.
Well, I can't argue with that logic.
Who took my knife?
These carvings are so intricately etched. Is this expensive?
Now, Miss K, you get your paws off his property.
What about the rest of him? Maybe he'd like to see my whip.
Your name isn't by any chance Ruby, is it?
This is not a dating service, and he sure don't look rich. So get back up there and finish your story.
Other than a few run-ins with the law, it's been a pretty good life as the Princess of Plunder. Hey, did you say you were royalty?
Foul surface wench! Humans are bad enough, but cats, ugh!
Haven't you ever heard of a catfish?
Okay, now I think we should end with a real-life success story. This person fought a crushing addiction and has been clean now for nearly 40 years. That's what I call a speedy recovery. Ha!
She doesn't know what anonymous means, right?
Everyone meet Roy.
Hi, Roy!
Hello, hi everyone. That's right, 40 years off the age train. I got that monkey off my back. Totally clean. The only track marks I got are the ones I left in an actual track, because I run fast. I had a normal upbringing. When I was a baby, my father died saving a Navajo medicine chief from a wildfire, and that chief, Brave Bow, he raised me. And I had a happy childhood running long distances every day and honing my skills as an archer.
Wow, sounds like a party.
Then I met the Green Arrow, and my life turned upside down. Brave Bow died, but I became the Green Arrow's ward. We fought crime together, he joined the Justice League, I founded the Teen Titans. It was the time of my life.
Oh my God, he's...
No way, he really is.
Now, gentlemen, no laughing amongst yourselves. What is it?
He's a sidekick.
Hey, I was an equal partner. Yeah, sure. Laugh at my pain, man. You don't know what it's like. One day, you're a Playboy's boy wonder. The next, he's running off with some two-bit homewrecker just because he also happens to have the word green in his name. Oh, big deal.
Whoa.
Okay, I know. Why don't you just run away with a jolly green giant, you unfaithful super.
Whoa, now. There's no need to go crazy. And I know a thing or two about crazy.
He had to find America, which of course is code for get away from Speedy, right? Right? So what if I needed to blow off some steam? What if I wanted to slow down a bit? That horse was dynamite. But then that jive emerald turkey came back smacking me around like I have the problem? I'm not the one who commits to little orphan boys and then skips town, gallivanting around with some guy whose claim to fame is he found a ring. Really? I ran until I made myself superhuman. I practiced archery till my fingers bled. And then Frodo comes along. All of a sudden, sorry, Speedy. We need some time apart.
Yeah. But of course, after all that, you kicked the problem.
Yeah. Yes. Totally clean now. Black Canary cleaned me up, I joined Checkmate, and I changed my name.
Let me guess. Was it to Captain Loser, former sidekick?
No, if you must know, I changed it to Arson.
Everybody shut up or I'll sick my babies on ya. So, was there anything else, Mr. H?
No. As I said, I changed my name. I led the Teen Titans, and then I organized the Outsiders.
Wow, and everything ended up wine and roses.
Well, I got shot. Things have kind of gone downhill since then.
Well, there you go, class. A real-life success story.
Apparently the Outsiders don't need me anymore.
Well, I think that was a very good meeting.
Arrow won't answer my calls. Black Canary either.
Okay, everyone. See you next week.
Arsenal's become a liability. He's unstable.
Great. I am out of here.
So, Tony.
Yeah, so...
I hear you're a rich guy.
Yep, very, very rich.
That's cool. Must get lonely, though. Big house, all that money.
Yeah, I don't need a sidekick, so I'm really not sure what you're getting at.
Guy like you, lots of money, generous, deep pockets. Deep, deep pockets.
Getting uncomfortable, what's with the hand on the thigh?
Listen, I'll break it down for you. Speedy needs to fly, can you dig it? Speedy needs a ride on the groovy train, and he needs some green. Can you feel me?
No feeling necessary. I'm gonna go now.
Listen, I'm gonna be blunt. $5 psychic psychic, $10 me fighty crime long time.
I'm out of here.
Ugh, I'm through with blue bloods and capes. Maybe that Sam kid needs a sidekick.
Now we talk about how Dave is a terrible father in the video game Heavy Rain.
This game teaches you a lot of stuff. I gotta say
this, this game teaches you that, like, you know, no matter how nicely you're playing in the beginning, you're still gonna get just stepped on.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, this game teaches you a lot of fundamental things about life. One, it teaches you that you don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
Two, it teaches that if you're a woman, you don't want to live alone. And also, you know, if you do have a kid, you definitely don't want to take him to a mall.
Yeah.
I mean, this game basically is sort of like, it's sort of like Requiem for a Dream. It's like, you know, if something bad could happen, it will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and
of course,
so
his kid is like the worst kid ever.
Oh, he's like the worst kid ever. I know.
He keeps on wandering off. Yeah, like, I mean, I would have gotten a pair of handcuffs. I wish there was just like the handcuff store that you could handcuff. Like, where's this guy's leash?
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know, I think after playing this game, I now believe in kid leashes.
Well, I
always thought, like, I always saw them and said, why would you put your kid on a leash? That's obscene.
Yeah.
And now I go, leash.
I like leash law. I like to believe that Heavy Rain was secretly funded by that company that made leashes for kids.
I want them to all wear leashes and helmets.
And they're hoping there will be a comeback. You know, people will realize that it's unsafe not to have your kid on a leash. And really, you know, it is. You know, along with, you know, all that other stuff, you know, like I said, there's a delay sometimes if you don't know what to do. So, you know, I had to get plates for my wife to set up my kid's birthday party. And I kept on walking around and, like, you know, doing different things because I couldn't find the plates. So I'd play music and then look at a book and then go outside and play with the kids. All while my wife is like, are you going to get the plates or not?
Like, I'm trying to find them. I don't know where this living room cabinet is.
Sort of by default, I was just a big jerk. But, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and then you went over to kiss her, but you missed the button, you didn't kiss her.
Well, I was writing notes, and I totally missed it. So then I was just like, nah, I don't feel like kissing you. Yeah, it was. it's one of those funny things. You really have to be on it. But, you know, it's got this really great quality to it where, you know, they do the things that are absurd, like brushing your teeth. But then, you know, the part when you play with the kids, I got to say, for lack of a better term, it was sort of magical. You know, you get to use the controls to helicopter the kid where, you know, you spin the analog stick and you can do the helicopter, or you pick up the kids on your shoulder and use the Wiimote back and forth to kind of play airplane.
It's kind of like in BioShock when the little girls go, thank you for saving me.
Yeah, well, I felt all the joy.
Magical.
I felt the joys of being a dad, and I think my favorite part was probably, dads and sons, you know, they sword fight, they play knights in armor, and so, you know, I'm sword fighting, you know, like a foam sword.
Oh my God.
with my son. Today's his birthday.
I
gotta say, I am kind of a competitive person, to be perfectly honest. I'm a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I'm a little competitive, so I'm not gonna lose. lose. And so halfway through playing this, I am like literally just whacking the kid to death with my thing.
Dave is whacking the kid so much that the kid starts to like, his voice is no longer happy.
I was about to cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great, Dad.
So, anime actually forced me to let the kid win.
It's his birthday. You gotta let the kid win.
Yes.
You can't keep beating him up.
So I started
So
I started not pushing buttons so the kid would win. And, you know, for me, I feel like that was a failure. But I guess for some people, you know, it was the right thing to do.
Dave, I think that if you kept beating him up, the game wouldn't have ended. No. You would have just kept going until, like, until he was dead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you
would have killed your kid.
The kid's gonna learn, you know, that, you know, he's gotta, you know, make his own way. Who's all moxie? Like Andrew Ryan, you know? What is the difference between a man and a parasite, you know? And that's what's going on in this game.
A man kills his own child with a foam sword.
You know what's really funny about this game? You know, I always thought, you know, I was talking about I want to do a film program in schools to teach kids, like, things so that they don't go off and, like, get pregnant or start doing drugs. Well, this game should be played by every kid. Because, honestly, it shows you, like, not only the responsibility of taking care of a child, but that it's not fun. Like, there's a part where, like,
except you can't turn parenthood off.
That's true. That's exactly true.
It's the best part about parenthood in this game. You can just shut the game off.
There's no reset button. Unless it's like AI or that one weird movie with Robin Williams.
Look at those people with those freaking Tamagotchis back in the day. Like, you had to take care of that thing. It's like, that's why I never wanted one. It was like, I don't want to take care of that.
It's really funny because, you know, I think couples should play this game. And it's funny because you and I were playing this game together. And we said, like, I would ask, like, you know, what should I do? And the way I was thinking of talking to the kid, you had, like, a different agenda. And it was funny because it would be fun for, like, couples to play this game and see, like, if they were to have kids, like, how each one would interact with the child.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Couple of great geeks. Dave and Anna, the geekiest people you'll ever meet. On 92.5 KYHY, Geek World, Thursdays at noon. Geek World. Geek World.
This is Anna Meg.
And Dave.
From Geek World. Follow us now as we observe two males engaging in what is commonly known as the bromance. You'll notice both males of the species greeting one another with their agreed-upon pet names.
Hey, Broda, want to share this shake with me? I got two straws.
Hell yeah, Broby-Wan Kenobi! Anything to stay here and check out that hot waitress.
Watch as we explore how the bromance can put a strain on the subject's relationships with their families.
Hey, Mom. Sorry I missed your birthday. I was at Burning Man with Brian Brosworth. It was out of my hands. It was a pinky swear.
Observe the bromance and its impact on the subject's ability to mate.
Hey, sexy. I just bought some whipped cream and watched Varsity Blues. Boy, do I have a special surprise for you.
Oh, that's great, honey. I needed to pick up some whipped cream. Steve's really depressed. He was playing Warcraft and his entire elf guild was slaughtered by an ogre ambush. So, I was gonna make my little Legolas a sundae to cheer him up.
What?
Don't wait up, though. The grieving process can take a long time. And I'm gonna bring our double sleeping bags in case he gets nightmares.
Ugh. All these studies and more will be on the next episode of
Geek World. Geek World. Bumpin' Thursdays at noon.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero, superhost, anime, and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com and check out our website at geekworldradio.com.
Hey there, pilgrims. Round your horses. It's time for the Old West name game with that city slicker, Darkubus Rabar. Yeehaw!
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Okay, I am going to give you guys a famous name that's associated with the Old West and or cowboy life, and both of you are going to tell me whether you think that this is a real person, like an actual real guy, or if you think that it's just a character.
Nice.
So some of them are tough. You know, someone like Wyatt Earp, you know, is a real guy.
Just a
who has also been made into a fictional character. So, you know, so some of them are a little tough like that because you know.
So what does this say, real or fiction?
You're supposed to say if they're real
That's
or fiction.
That's actually remotely interesting.
Yeah.
Depends how this plays.
It's way better than my game.
Yeah, so each of you...
Yeah, it goes without saying.
Each of you have your chance. You can answer the same thing or different things, and we'll score it from there.
Nice! Let's do it!
Okay, so let's start off with William Money.
Fake.
Mike.
Okay, that is correct.
That's how you knew it. You had it written for your little game. I was like, how does she know that? She didn't look it up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't watch Unforgiven. There was too much slashing and screaming.
I wouldn't watch Unforgiven after you had already shown me another depressing movie just before that.
She can only handle so much depression at one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you feeling depressed?
Twilight?
No.
That's a suicidal movie. That's
it's called The Man of a Thousand Faces, a movie I loved as a kid. I apparently didn't realize how chauvinistic the character was until much later in life.
You know what was funny?
Dick.
This is a funny, this is true, too. I remember this. The year that Unforgiven won the Oscar, they made a big deal they called it the year of the woman. And they brought it up every time somebody won an Oscar. It was, we were spouts, the year of the woman.
Oh, dear God.
This is their year. And, of course, the movie that won Best Picture that year opens up with a rape.
Yes. A rape and a slashing.
There was just slashing and screaming. I'm like, I can't do this slashing right now.
It's your problem. It's just, I love,
of course, I don't think there was much else after that in terms of slashing and raping.
No, that was
but you have to get
a baby to get over it.
It's kind of like
Women are attacked and slashed up. I gotta say, Gene Hackman is so awesome in that movie too. As the bad guy sheriff or whatever you want to say, he's the bad guy. But you're gonna have to see that movie.
I have every intention of seeing it. Just not after showing me something else that depressed me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't show Remember Me before.
Don't show Remember Me at all. In fact.
I'm gonna show you I Spit on Your Grave, followed by Irreversible, followed by Unforgiven.
Sweet.
I like that.
Good combination.
Maybe,
okay.
Yeah.
So William Money, the character played by famously by Clint. So okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopalong Cassidy.
He's real.
I believe he was real.
You are both incorrect. Yeah. Hopalong Cassidy, just a cowboy hero. He was created in 1904 by Clarence E. Mulford. He was created in print, and the character was always this kind of rude and dangerous, rough-talking galoot.
He's based on me.
So say you.
Beginning in 1935, the character played by William Boyd was transformed into the kind of clean-cut hero of the series of 66 very popular films, and only a few of them were based on the Mulford stories. But actually, Mulford then rewrote the earlier stories to fit the movie conception of the character, which led to the comic book series that was modeled after the films.
Huh.
So
look at that.
Sell out.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Next up, the Sundance Kid.
Real.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, real.
Both got that one right. Yeah. The Sundance Kid, he was actually part of the Wild Bunch.
Along with
Butch Cassidy. And he actually, do you guys know how he got the name, the Sundance Kid?
He went to the Sundance Film Festival.
That is exactly correct. His name was Harry Alonzo Longbaugh. And he got
what?
Longbaugh.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And he got
Limbaugh.
Yeah. And he got his nickname because he spent 18 months in a Sundance jail for horse theft.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that what happens when your movie sucks?
Yeah, seriously.
You go to Sundance jail.
And, people don't like that movie. I've never seen it.
He was considered a gunfighter, but supposedly he hadn't really participated in any gunfights.
I never saw it. It's weird.
Yeah. Who doesn't like it?
Oh, I know people don't like it.
It's one that kind of gets mixed reviews.
Some
people either they really don't like it,
really
or they or
it.
They
who are they?
Just friends of mine, people I know. You know, people. You know,
there's stop knowing them. I think most people, unless they saw the early years, the sequel prequel made in the late 70s.
Okay, you guys ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, why not?
Okay, Lucky Luke.
Fake. He's a fictional character.
What's your guess, Robo?
Oh, wow.
Lucky Luke.
I might say real.
Real or fake?
I'll say real just because I
Dave is correct. Lucky Luke is actually a Belgian comic character.
I know my Belgian comics. I believe, though,
that my friend used to call, like, some hockey player Lucky Luke, like Luke Robitaille, something like that.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. The phrase Lucky Luke is fairly...
Luke Robitaille.
And don't forget Lucky Luciano.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Why is it called Lucky Luciano?
Because he played wind.
Yeah, there's actually a reason why it's Lucky.
His name was Luke?
No, he had an L-shaped scar on his face.
Ah, interesting.
There you go. Good times.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
You know what's really funny, real quick? First time I ever saw Scarface as a kid on VHS, I never saw his scar. It wasn't until I saw it on, like, DVD that I finally saw the scar. I was like, oh, I get it now.
Thank you, DVD.
Thank you.
For your high resolution.
You're so clear for the first time.
Extreme detail.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see it even better on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie so much. So cool.
Okay, you guys ready for the next one?
Nope.
Madam Mustache.
She's real.
How dare you say that about my mother?
She's real.
You know, I almost want to agree with Dave there. I think I have heard of a Madam Mustache.
Okay, so you both going with real for Madam Mustache?
I'm going to go with it.
That is correct. Wow. You are both right. Madam Mustache is real. She was actually probably the most famous person of the Old West to come out of Bodie, California.
Bodie?
Yeah.
Nice.
She was famous because she was a...
I am an FBI agent!
She was a famous card dealer.
Ain't it a rush? Sorry.
Who dealt 21 and eventually committed suicide.
I wonder why.
Well, probably...
Her name was Mustache
Lady. If she happened to live with Dave Lacy, then... Anyways. Okay. Next up, Frank Pistol Pete Eaton.
That's fake.
I gotta say fake too.
That is real.
How dare you?
Are both incorrect
you're
on that one.
Keeping it unreal.
Yeah. He was said to be a faster shot than Buffalo Bill when he was only 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And he learned to shoot to avenge his father's death. He eventually became a deputy marshal, and then the character of Frank Pistol Pete Eaton actually became the Oklahoma State University's mascot.
My name is Pistol Pete. So, you've killed my father.
Crazy, right? So he was a real guy. So you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Good times.
Okay. Next up.
No.
Buford Mad Dog Tannen.
He's fake. No name Buford is real. Just a rule.
I'm gonna
say fake.
You are both correct.
Yeah,
do you have any idea
who Buford Mad Dog?
Tell him.
Wow, that's terrible.
Tell him. Wait,
that's
Dave,
terrible.
Do you know who it is?
I'm like, where do I hear this from? And
Dave has no idea.
No way.
Dave has no idea. You have to tell him.
That's so bad.
It is, but it was tough for you to figure out.
I believe he was the great-grandfather of Biff Tanner.
From Back to the Future 3.
Oh, right.
Wow.
That was good. Wow.
Nice job, guys.
Good
you both got that
I
one.
Guess
that
the
was
anime,
a fake.
I'm somehow impressed by that question.
Totally didn't fool me.
That was good.
It almost did. You were pausing for a second. You're like, I recognize that
name. I just knew it was false. I just knew like that couldn't be a real name. It
wasn't in the history channel.
But I had no idea that was
in a
funny
movie.
That's good work.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Black Bart.
He's real.
Well, you know, now that's a very...
He's a pirate.
No. There's probably a few Black Barts, so I don't know. I can't remember a real Black Bart, but I know there might have been. I can't quite answer that because there's different Black Barts.
So are you going with real?
I'm going to have to go with real because I am sure there is a Black Bart somewhere in the history books.
Okay, so both of you are going with real?
Yeah.
Then you both got it right.
I knew that.
Black Bart, actually named Charles Earl Bowles. He was known as
Charles Earl Bowles?
Yeah. Charles Earl Bowles. And he was actually known as a gentleman outlaw. Mm-hmm. He left poetic messages at a few of his robberies. Aww. And he was known for his daring thefts as well as his style
and
sophistication.
So he was
kind
of girly.
He's sort of like Brigitte Nielsen in Beverly Hills Cop 2. No, she would leave, like, the alphabets around, you know, like, the letters, like that.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Except she was sort of like the Riddler, too.
Riddle-er.
Let's go to the next one.
Okay, the next one is Mysterious Dave.
I hope he's real, but I'm still going to say he's fake.
He's sitting right next to me. I think he is real.
Mysterious. I would say fake.
Okay, Dave says fake. Rybar says real. Rybar, you are correct.
I do remember a Mysterious Dave.
Mysterious Dave, he was... There's actually not much known about his life or his death. It's known that he was a lawman and a gunfighter. He's the kind of guy that, like, there's a bunch of myth surrounding, but...
There's a lot of mystery surrounding him.
Actually, I said
a whole lot about him.
I said there's a lot of myths.
What I actually said
was there are a lot of myths. A lot of myths surrounding him, but yes,
mythical
also...
Dave, too girly.
as opposed
to the one sitting next to me, obvious Dave.
But what is known is that he was a frequent associate of Wyatt Earp.
Nice.
So
sweet.
Yeah, so you guys are now back to equal.
Hey Doc, have you heard from Mysterious Dave?
This is weird.
I don't know.
Like,
have you heard from him, Wyatt? I don't know. I thought I heard from him.
I don't get this game, so it's like we each get to answer. Is like the point of it?
Yeah, on this one, because the answers are either true or it's either real or fake. There's only two possible answers. Not of shouting out. Yeah, I mean, so far you back to even because on one of them you answered correctly and he didn't, and on another he answered correctly and you didn't.
Tell me, I'm still not winning.
Nope, because most of the time you guys answer the same thing. Okay, you ready for the next one?
There's a flaw in this game. Yeah.
No, there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's educational. Okay.
Bat Masterson.
Yeah,
he's real.
Nice job, both of you got that right.
Good friend of mine.
Bat Masterson. Yeah. He was a buffalo hunter, U.S. Army scout, fisherman, gambler, frontier lawman, U.S. Marshal, and sports editor.
He was in
and columnist for the New York Morning Telegraph.
He was in Tombstone, right? He was in Wyatt Earp and Tombstone.
He was the brother of
an actor.
He was the brother of lawman James Masterson and Ed Masterson.
Yeah.
Only said to have used his gun 6 times against another man. But actually, the funny thing about Bat Masterson is that a practical joke played on a gullible newspaper reporter in August of 1881 is actually what gained him his fame. The writer was seeking copy in Gunnison, Colorado, and he asked Dr. W.S. Cockrell about man killers. And the doctor pointed to a young man nearby and said it was Bat Masterson and that he had killed 26 men. And Cockrell then regaled to the reporter with several lurid tales about Bat's exploits. And the reporter wrote them up in the New York Sun. And the story was then widely reprinted in papers all over the country and became the basis for a whole lot of exaggerated tales about this guy who had actually only killed 6 people.
Do we know if he killed 6? You said drew his gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he may not have actually killed 6 of them.
Was he the one Wyatt Earp that he was shooting the buffalo with? Didn't he, like...
It might have been. It might have been.
I think he was, like, mostly a buffalo hunter or something. Because I totally remember the character in both Tombstone and Wyatt Earp.
Yes.
So you guys both got that one right.
Nice.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Deadwood Dick.
He's real.
They call me.
He's real.
I believe he is real.
Technically, Deadwood Dick is a fictional character. He was actually originated in these dime novels by Edward Lytton Wheeler. But the name became so widely known that a variety of men kind of temporarily took up the name. But they never
like
really
Kaiser Soze?
They were never really known by the name. You know what I mean? They just kind of took up the name, but no one was ever really associated with the name Deadwood Dick. Just the fictional character.
So you're both wrong.
By the way, Blazing Saddles initially was called Black Bart.
Interesting.
And then Tex-Ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
You guys ready? You for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Tennessee Vic.
That's real.
I don't know. I'm going to have to just go with Dave on this one. Or maybe I will not in order to break a tie.
Yes, you could break a tie right now. I'm not
sure. Or should I not? I don't know. I really don't know the name.
I have no clue. I'm guessing.
Tennessee Vic.
And it sounds like a name someone... It just sounds like one of those old school names that someone...
I'm going to... Maybe I will say real.
Why am I helping him right now?
Because, you know, I think I will say real.
Okay, you are both incorrect.
Nice.
Tennessee
Who would come up with a name Tennessee Vic?
Tennessee Vic is a fictional character from the video game Dead Man's Hand.
Nice.
For Xbox and Windows.
Figures.
He was the cold-blooded leader of the Nine. Tennessee Vic was a crazed man who attempted to win a place in the Senate to gain more power. He was the one who stole El Tejan, who shot shot El Tejon, saying that he had drawn the dead man's hand.
He does, Tennessee Vic. He sounds like a pool player in Chicago in the 1940s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Tennessee Vic.
Okay, you guys ready for the last one?
No.
I was born not ready.
Me too. I like that. That was good.
Big Nose George.
How dare you say that about my...
Now, that's weird, because I know that Big Nose Kate exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Nose Kate was the name of Doc Holliday's girlfriend.
Big Nose Kate.
Yeah. But I don't know about Big Nose what?
George. Big Nose George.
I'm just going to say real. Whatever.
Is this the last one? Mm-hmm.
You could win. Right here.
So I could win if I say fake and I get it right, and Dave could win if he says real.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess I got to say fake, and we'll see if we got a winner here.
Nice.
Dave.
Ooh.
Big Nose George.
I don't want to talk to him.
No, but you do.
I wouldn't want to talk to me either
I was
way,
just doing this to win. Okay. I knew.
Now, here's the thing. Big Nose George is actually an interesting story because...
Sorry.
No, listen.
That's just a funny way to start.
I know, right?
You know, start a sentence. There you go. Go ahead.
Big Nose George, he was this cattle rustler that's actually known more for what happened to his body after he died than for his life.
Did his nose get cut off?
No. Oh, do you think you know?
I think I do know.
Yeah.
Explain.
Did someone commit sex acts on his dead body?
No, was he the one that, was preserved? And,
yes. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, was he the one whose hand came out of the grave and grabbed the guy?
No. That would be Carrie.
No.
So,
wow, I lost on something I knew. I lost on a story I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So doctors Thomas McGee and John Eugene Osborne took possession of the body after his death.
Sweet.
Okay. In order to study the outlaw's brain for signs of criminality.
Nice.
So this is, when they were really trying to make science work. And
his brain is much leather.
They found a little six-shooter up
there. So you ready for this? Yeah, seriously. So the top of his skull was crudely sewn off during the procedure, and the cap was presented to 15-year-old Lillian Heath, who was then a medical assistant to McGee.
Great.
Lillian.
And she actually became the first female doctor in Wyoming.
Wow.
Female doctor.
And is noted to have,
oxymoron back then.
And was noted to have used the cap as an ashtray. So she used this guy's skull as an ashtray. Okay, so also a pen holder and a doorstop. The death mask.
Whoa.
Yeah. A death mask was also created of the face, of the guy's face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And the skin from his thighs and chest was removed.
Why?
The skin, including the dead man's nipples, were sent to a tannery in Denver, where they were made into a pair of shoes and a medical bag.
I'm coining the phrase dead man's nipples.
Yeah. They were kept by Osborne, who wore the shoes to his inaugural ball after being elected the first Democratic governor of the state of Wyoming.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard about a Democrat.
This dismembered body was stored in a whiskey barrel filled with a salt solution for about a year while experiments continued until he was buried in the yard behind McGee's office.
More whiskey, guys?
Yeah. Oh, please. That's just gross.
Isn't that? That's crazy.
You sure it wasn't like Clive Barker and Ed Gaines that found him? That's
seriously.
Like the coolest thing
I've
ever heard.
Like, they were just... the fact they were using all of his skin, it's
much like
so
the proud
creepy.
Native American, they used all of their kill. Yeah, not just
But actually, that game actually took up a little more time than I was thinking.
Good job,
by
the way, Rybar.
Yeah, I lost on something I knew. Wow.
Yeah, well, next time. There's still two games to go.
At least you weren't turned into a pair of boots like that one guy, so look at that one.
You just wait.
Yeah.
But actually, we are
nipples
going...
And
we are going to take.
Is it like the foot of the boot, the nipple? I mean, where does the nipple go?
That might have been on the medical bag. I don't know.
Maybe that's where the spurs were connected to.
Yeah, maybe. But actually, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with you all in just a moment.
Nipple boots and all.
Dead man's nipples.
We hope you guys enjoyed all those segments. We'll be back live next week with our big Comic-Con show.
Tune in next week?
Tune in next week. Same time, same place.
Sweet.